Navigating the legal system alone can be daunting for average citizens, but expensive if you must hire a lawyer who starts running the meter with the first call. For lower-income people, it can be impossible to scrape together a retainer, much less pay an hourly fee that can be hundreds per hour. But there are organizations in Alaska that can help. The Northern Justice Project is one such entity, as part of an occasional series on Alaskans who believe in service to others. I spoke with the founders, Jim Davis and Gorian Dedukian, who since 2005 have been assisting Alaskans with civil rights cases. Gorian starts by describing who needs their help.
Most of our clientele are either low-income Alaskans or the working poor who can't afford to pay a lawyer their hourly rate. And we do two types of cases. We do big civil rights cases against the state or the city, like the case we just recently filed for due process violations, Fair Housing Act violations, and other constitutional violations. And we do some large consumer class actions against debt collectors, hospitals, and other businesses that are taking advantage of Alaskan consumers.
How do you keep the lights on when I'm assuming that a lot of your work is pro bono then? How do you keep yourself in rice and beans?
Well, we first only eat rice and beans, so it's cheap. And we have part-time jobs at another nonprofit agency in the city, so we have like this base income. And the work we do, ultimately, like if you win a civil rights case, for the most part, if you win a civil rights case in the state of Alaska, the court has the discretion to award you attorney's fees. And oftentimes the court will, in our cases. If you lose a case, you don't get paid. If you settle a case, sometimes you don't get paid. But when you actually do a case and you do it to the end and you win, the court can award you attorney's fees. So, you know, we might eat rice and beans for 3 years, and then the fourth year we get an attorney's fees award, and we go out and eat a bunch of steak and drink a bunch of beer and smoke some good cigars, and then the money's gone. We go back to rice and beans.
How important do you think it is that people have legal advice and assistance? In this day and age, can't they research online and represent themselves if they can't afford an attorney?
Well, I think that, as you said, these days a lot of people are representing themselves, mostly because it's so expensive to hire an attorney and they can't afford to hire an attorney. But I would say undeniably that a person is always going to be better off with a skilled attorney than trying to represent themselves. And also the kinds of cases that we do are usually complex cases, a lot of class actions, and involve complicated legal areas. And I don't think the kinds of cases that we do are cases where somebody would be able to represent themselves.
Like Gorian said, if you have an important legal issue, if you have something beyond garden variety, dog bites man, or garden variety divorce, or garden variety the car I bought broke down and I need it repaired by the dealer. The defendants, the typical defendant, the typical corporate defendant or federal defendant or state defendant has a good team of lawyers representing it. And there is no real world way a non-lawyer is going to succeed against a well-lawyered team. Without a good lawyer on your side, you're just not going to make it through the navigation. You'll never even get to the judge to have the judge hear your dispute, because you'll be knocked out in 50 different ways by the team of lawyers that knows all the tricks to keep you from ever getting to the judge.
At the end of the day, I know that there is a perception by some folks of the kind of attorney that you mentioned that is out eating steaks and smoking big cigars. And why do this when you could make money in private practice or with a for-profit firm? Why are you doing this type of work that obviously doesn't keep you in steaks and big cigars every week?
Well, both Gorian and I did the, when we got out of law school, we both sampled the big firm life where, you know, we got paid high salaries and got all the perks, catered dinners, whenever you work past 6 o'clock and all that stuff. It just wasn't a fulfilling life. I mean, getting paid a lot of money and having a driver pick us up after work or take us to the courthouse, it was all kind of nice, but it just wasn't a fulfilling life. And it just didn't seem I was serving anybody. I kind of believe that Bob Dylan line, you got to serve somebody. Anyways, so to me, there was no choice. And when I stopped working as a corporate lawyer a couple of years into my legal career and started working for the people, as I say, or people that needed legal assistance and not just corporations, it was like a light went off in my head. I just knew this is what I was going to do. It didn't matter what the financial reward was. You know, ultimately, at the end of the day, almost every day, I think, you know, Gori and I leave work late, but pretty happy with what we've done.
Jim Davis and Gorian Dedukian are civil rights attorneys and the founders of the Anchorage-based Northern Justice Project.